The Mystical City of God, Conception, Book 2, Chapter 5. Our Lady wishes us to receive the sacraments often and with love, and our souls will be beautified.
My daughter, the Most High communicates to all mortals without distinction the light of the natural virtues, to those who dispose themselves by means of them and by His graces. He concedes also the infused virtues at the time of their justification. As He is the author of nature and of grace, He distributes these gifts with greater or less abundance, according to this equity and pleasure. In baptism He instills the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and with these, other virtues, by which the creature is to cooperate and exert itself toward the pursuit of good, not only preserving within itself those received in the sacraments, but acquiring others by its own merits and exertions. This will be the greatest happiness and blessedness of men, that they correspond to the love which the Creator and Redeemer shows them, adorning their soul and, by the infused habits, familiarize themselves with the virtuous exercise of their own will. But the failure to correspond to those inestimable benefits brings on their greatest misfortune, because in this disloyalty consists the first great victory of the demon over man. Of thee, my soul, I require that thou exercise thyself and cooperate with the natural and the supernatural gifts of virtue with an unceasing diligence, and that thou acquire the habits of other virtues, which thou shouldst augment by the frequent exercise of those which God so liberally and graciously has communicated to thee. The infused gifts, joined to the virtues nurtured and attained by the soul itself, are an adornment and acquisition of marvelous beauty, and very pleasing in the eyes of the Most High. I remind thee also, my dearest, that the Almighty has been so generous in conferring these blessings on thy soul, and has enriched it with such great treasures of grace, that if thou shouldst fall into disgrace, it would be thy fault, and thou wouldst incur a greater guilt than many generations of men. Consider and always remember the great nobility of virtue, how it so enlightens and beautifies the soul, that even if there were no other gain or object, the desire of possessing it for its own sake would be entirely justifiable. Now that which exalts virtue beyond all comparison is that its final end is God Himself, for whom truth and perfection, which are its constituents, must be primarily intended. And as soon as virtues attain this their end, namely God Himself, they will be the foundation of the happiness and blessedness of the creature.